But first, Lauren, Tucson voters have approved a sales tax increase. Nearly 62% of voters gave the okay to Prop 101 yesterday. City officials estimate the measure will raise $250 million over 5 years. The money will be split between streets and public safety. And with us to talk about this for a few minutes is Andrea Kelly, a reporter with Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So 62-38 is a pretty wide margin for a tax increase. So I guess many voters in Tucson agree the roads need this fixing?
That's true. And the Republican Party, which campaigned against it, said that they got clobbered last night. It is a big margin. I think a lot of people were expecting a smaller margin because the last time there was a proposal on the ballot for road repair, it passed by a really razor-thin margin. So, yeah, this was a surprise large margin.
What do they think the difference is this time around? Are Tucson residents just fed up with the state of the roads?
Well, that is certainly true. You talk to anybody and you hear about how bad the roads are down here all the time, every government entity. So that's certainly part of it. But I talked to Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild last night, who was supporting the measure, and he said that he thinks the city has really earned the trust of voters. So as I mentioned, 5 years ago, there was a property tax increase vote for road repair that passed by a very thin margin. The mayor says he thinks that because the city did what it said it would do in the past 5 years, repairing the roads it said it would repair with that money, that voters gained some confidence in how the city would spend this money and went ahead and gave it the extra sales tax to do that.
Andrea, $250 million sounds like a lot, but over the course of 5 years, roads are very expensive. Does this seem like a nice start, or does it seem like enough?
Well, of course, it comes on the heels of that property tax that has been working on our roads, and it is, I mean, I think that's a matter for debate. It's $100 million that the city says it wouldn't have otherwise, so it's $100 million in repairs that would not get done if the voters had not approved this. But it doesn't, I think the city estimates there's something like $300 million in needed repairs on the road. So it won't take every road to the best shape.
Okay. Turnout looks like it was pretty low, though, in this. Did that play into this in any way? Do they know who came out to vote?
Well, the Republican Party said it tried to get Republicans out to vote no, and that it believes, based on these results, that effort failed. We haven't had a chance to analyze the numbers yet because not all the ballots have even been counted. There's a few more left to count today. But it was low. It was about 28%. That's an estimate at this point. And, you know, special elections do tend to draw a smaller crowd and people more interested in the specific topics on the ballot.
Andrea, you did mention that the margin was expected to be a bit closer. When the build-up to the vote came, was this something where you were hearing a lot of the pros and cons on talk shows, in the newspaper? Were we also seeing a lot of ads in Tucson for this?
There were some ads, although it was a lower profile election than, of course, 2016, or than some of the city council seats we're going to see on the ballot later this year. The Republican Party, as I said, it said it targeted specifically Republican voters. But I know that the Yes campaign, the people hoping Tucson would vote yes for this, they sent flyers, they did robocalling, they had ads. So, I mean, it was lower profile than your standard big election, I would say for sure.
Andrea Kelly, a reporter with Arizona Public Media in Tucson, keeping us up to date on the Prop 101 vote yesterday in Tucson. Andrea, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Lauren.